Chapter 36. Nia was getting ready to take Romeo out early the next morning when she heard a knock on the door. She opened it to find Jade had come over to visit her. Nia undid the lead. Romeo gave a slight huff and lay down on the rug, resigned to his walk being delayed. Before she had even sat down, Jade said, "I've made a decision. I'm not going to the hospital this morning. I'm not having a termination." The words were blurted out, immediately followed by tears. Nia put her arms around her. "Hey, come and sit down." She held Jade close, and they sat together on the sofa. "Now tell me, what are you thinking?"
"I've been up all night. I made myself think through everything. I knew there was a loud voice in my head saying I wanted to keep the baby, and suddenly knew in my heart it was true. More than anything now, Nia, I know I want this baby. I know I've been scared about the father. I've been worried he'd work out the baby was his, but, you know, I don't think he will. If he's so much as hinted at it to me, well, I could easily squash that. So you see, I am free to do what I want."
"I've no doubt you will be a great mum, but you have to be totally sure this is definitely the right decision for you." Jade nodded.
"I want this baby so much."
A smile spread across her face. A glimmer of excitement shone in her eyes. Nia gave her a hug. "Well, I'm really pleased for you then. Having Safi was the best thing that ever happened to me."
"We've had enough sadness around here. This is something positive, a new life."
"But what will you tell everyone? Your pregnancy will show soon. Lucy has already hinted to me that you might be pregnant."
"Typical. She'll be frantically trying to work out who the father is."
"Everyone will."
"It's a good job, then. It's not anyone in the close, isn't it?"
Jade looked away. "Look, if it's someone here, Richie, Joe, Ethan or Ian,
I certainly didn't have an affair with my sister's husband."
"Ethan or Ian? You must be joking."
"No, of course it's not them. I don't go out with married or engaged men."
"My God, it's Joe, isn't it?"
Jade blushed deep red. "Please, Nia, you are not to say anything. We had this one-night fling. It was nothing. I promise you, Joe has no interest in me whatsoever. I realised it that night. It was a huge mistake."
"You always said he loved Ruby."
"He did, yes. I believe that, but not in the way you think."
Nia paused, and slowly things started to knit together. The slinking off the yachts in the early hours, not wanting to upset the friend who gave him the alcohol, and the vehemence of his words about the struggle to keep things private. Nia screwed up her eyes. "Tell me, is it possible that Joe is gay?" A smile spread across Jade's face.
"So you guessed. It's hard to believe that no one else in the close, as far as I know anyway, has sussed it out yet.
I saw him meeting someone down at a yacht. A good-looking chap with blonde hair. And,
oh, is he the friend who rents your flat sometimes?"
"That's him. Joe doesn't realise how obvious it is to me that his friend's rentals coincide with his occasional evenings off at White's."
"I saw Joe over that way one Wednesday. He didn't answer when I called."
"I'm sure he didn't." Jade smiled gently. "Poor Joe. This is all new to him. He's only acknowledged it to himself in the past few months."
"Did Ruby know?"
"Yes, Joe told her after he and I had the dreadful date. It must have been only a week before she died that we both realised the other knew. She was worried that I'd fancied him and didn't want me to get hurt."
"Did she disapprove? I should imagine your religion wouldn't have endorsed homosexuality."
"It certainly didn't, but Ruby had moved past that. However, she did think he should tell his parents. Joe was adamant that he was not ready for them to know. He was frantic for her not to say anything. When Richie said he heard them arguing that Sunday morning, I'm guessing it was about that."
"And Ruby knew he was the father of your baby?"
"She did. I think she would have told him eventually.
When she had the row with him, I think she wanted him to first tell his parents he was gay, and then, another time, tell them about the baby. You see, her reasoning was that by first letting them accept he was gay, when he told them about the baby, they would see it was pointless pressurising him to marry me."
"I see, but you don't agree." Firstly, I think Joe must only come out to his parents when he feels ready. He needs to have more confidence in himself before he can do that. Do you think they'll accept it? I think they love Joe so much, they will always back him. But they're very traditional, and I know they're longing for him to get married and provide grandchildren. It will take time to settle. As for the baby, that will have to wait. I think it would just confuse things. But shouldn't Joe at least know he is a father? This would blow his mind. No way should he be told yet. Well, that's your decision. Nia squeezed her hand. I'll support you, whatever you want to do. Romeo had come over to her and was resting his head on her knee. I need to take him out. Fancy a walk? Perfect. How about a swim? It's a lovely day. They packed up their things. Nia made a simple picnic of sandwiches and coffee, and they drove to Compton Bay. The beach was practically deserted at the dog walking end. They had a short swim, got dressed, and sat on the beach having their breakfast. This is perfect, said Jade. The island will be such a lovely place to bring up your child. I know. We were lucky as children having all this on our doorstep. Ruby loved it so much down here. Jade sighed. She'd have loved being an auntie. Jade turned to Nia. Have you any more idea about what happened to Ruby? Or do you think it's going to be one of those things we never have the answer to? Nia shrugged. I found out a lot of things, established some motives, but I don't know if any of them are strong enough to kill Ruby. So are there things you've not told me? Well, some things I've learned are private, and it's hard to know what's relevant and what isn't. Maybe you need to tell me everything. I promise you I'm very good at keeping secrets. I don't hold with Ruby's beliefs that everyone needs to know everything. It's very hard to keep things in perspective when you are keeping them in your head. Nia nodded. Well, okay, but you have to promise me to keep this to yourself. Jade agreed, and slowly Nia went through all she'd discovered so far. She started with Lucy, explaining about Lucy's Meniere's disease, that she wasn't drinking. Poor Lucy, she should have told us. I hope Ian is being supportive. I think so, yes. Do you think Ruby knew? Yes, she did. But Lucy did also say she had accepted it was something that was going to come out in time, and therefore it certainly wasn't a motive to kill Ruby. Which sounds reasonable, actually. It does, but Lucy was definitely angry about it. The only reason I can think of is that Ruby was pressurizing her to tell people about it before she was ready. She hadn't told Ian when Ruby found out. Ian may have been worried it would ruin their chances with the TV program. But Lucy says that he doesn't think that. He thinks it's something they need to be open about, which sounds fair enough. So, said Jade, as Lucy hadn't told Ian before Ruby died, then Lucy would have a motive to stop Ruby telling Ian. Meanwhile, Ian might have been thinking, like us, that Lucy had a drink problem that Ruby knew about, and that would give him a motive. Nia grinned. Well done. You're thinking this through better than me. It is confusing, though. Ian is a strange one, isn't he? I saw a different side to him at the old gaffer's. He was angry about possibly losing the TV programme. I hadn't realised how much it meant to him. If Ruby knew anything that would put a spanner in, that would be a pretty strong motive. I agree, but unless it's Lucy and drinking, I can't think what it could be. I know, but he is being very slippery about what he was doing on the Sunday night Ruby died. Nia went on to explain the various versions of the night she'd been told. Hang on. Now you're saying Ian had to know if Richie was there or not, and vice versa. Surely that clears them both. It does if they're telling the truth. But I have a very strong feeling one of them is covering up for the other. Jade shrugged. Seems odd. Why would Ian lie for Richie? He's not going to put his reputation on the line for nothing. Maybe it's Richie lying for Ian. Maybe Ian is paying him. That sounds more likely, so what else? Nia moved on to Elvira and told Jade about the phone call, wedding dress, the ring, and Elvira meeting her ex. It's awful, Jade. How could she do this to Ethan? You don't know that is definitely what is going on. Ruby had said she was pretty desperate when she rang the helpline. It could be more complicated than you think. I'm sure I'm right. And if I am, and Ruby knew about this, well, Elvira definitely had a motive to kill Ruby. Out of everyone, she had the easiest access to ketamine. And of course, she may not have met her ex that night, and instead been on the beach with Ruby. Goodness, you sound pretty sure it was her. Not completely convinced, but I definitely suspect her. I am also very worried about Ethan. Nia explained about his gambling and also about him following Elvira. I don't think he has a problem gambling, but I do think he is suspicious of Elvira. Poor man, he ought to be told what's going on. Hang on, you're choosing to believe his explanation about the hotel and that he hasn't got a problem with gambling? I am. He sounded very sincere. Oh, God, I hope he's not getting himself into trouble. I also don't like to think of him stalking Elvira like that. It's creepy. Why doesn't he simply ask her what she's doing? Nia frowned. Maybe he doesn't want to upset her. And as for the gambling, I don't think he would get himself into too much debt or anything. He's such a nice, level-headed sort of person. Jade raised an eyebrow. You're very forgiving of him. You don't fancy him, do you? Of course not. Nia could see Romeo chasing around with another dog, and the owner waved over to her, happy to see his dog playing. Good, right, let's move on. Tell me about Richie, said Jade. Nia told Jade about the bungalow, and in return, Jade asked a number of questions. She shook her head at the end. I don't know, it seems a bit odd to me. Richie has a big studio. Surely he could just experiment when no one is around. Why go to all that hassle of renting somewhere? He said he needed his own space, and I can understand that. I think he has been pretty frustrated. Jade nodded. I agree with you there. Yes, it's interesting he should be doing that. So, well, that's everyone. Well, of course there's Joe, said Nia gently. It sounds to me he was very anxious to keep being gay a secret from his parents, and I know he wasn't fishing that night. I can't see Joe committing murder. He's a softie, and anyway, he loved Ruby. But there is something else. Nia told Jade about the alcohol. The idiot! Why is he messing about like that? He'll lose his license. That's what I said. And Ruby said the same. Ruby knew. Yes. Jade suddenly went quiet, stroking her lip thoughtfully. Romeo came running back, and Nia saw the man and his dog were leaving the beach. I think this one needs his breakfast, she said, and they started to pack up their things. As they walked back along the beach, Nia told Jade about the anonymous letter she'd received. Who would write that? And you say they'd used a seal. Do you think it's Ruby's ring, the one that's missing? Nia shrugged. They'd made a real mess of it. It's impossible to tell. I don't like them using her colour, though. Jade looked up. It's not scaring you off, is it? No, of course not. But it was a bit unnerving. I can see that. Still, it's just nonsense. We've this party on Saturday. We'll see if we learn anything new there. Back at the house, as Nia gave Romeo his breakfast, her thoughts turned to Jade and Joe. She felt it would be better for Joe to know about the baby, but that had to come from Jade. She was still thinking about them when she received a text.